Parira, pananga nsinzwa, pamanga mchimba.
I enjoyed it when I was hearing you sing.
Sanga, and the songs as well that you sang, they were quite good. There are some of my
foods, you know, I'm food, you share my service.
Luke 23:42.
Luke 23, kubaba verse 42.
It's all right. We can go to 39 where you were.
So we're going to hang it up at 39.
And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us."
Wungwatazi wakanga wakaturiko bamchinjiko naye wakamtuka chiti ko hauziri Kristu ereiwe uziponesi pamwechete nesu.
But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?"
Mungwaka pindura akamuraira achiti, "Hauchiki kunyangwe Mwari here, zvauri pakutongwa kumwe naye."
"And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss."
Kana tiri isu takaitirwa kwatakafanirwa napo, nokuti isu tinopiwa zvakafanira mabasa edu. Asi uyu haana kuita chinhu chisakafanira.
And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom."
Ipapo akati, "Jesu, mundirangarirewo kana masvika muushe hwenyu."
And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise."
Iye akati kwaari, "Zviro kwazvo nhasi uchava neni muparadhiso."
Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer as a line of praise for us?
Tenzi wedu Jesu Kristu, toda kukutendai na kutuunganidza nzira yakadai. Isu kutongoungana kudai, tinotozviona tiri vanhu vakawanirwa nyasha. Tinorangarira gore riya rinotaurwa mubhuku raRuka. Kuti mugore iro Herodhi waibata mushe muGarirea. Firipi ari mutongi wenyika yeAituria. Nemenderekedzo dzeTrachonitis. Anasi naKayafasi variwo maprisita makuru. Shoko raMwari rakauya murenje kuna Johani Mubhabhatidzi. Zvinotiita kuti tinzwe kuti tiri vanhu vakatsaurwa, vanhu vane chakavanzika chedenga. Tenzi Jesu Kristu, pataa kusvika panguva yekupinda mushoko renyu mangwanani ano, dai maunza ropafadzo rakafanira. Pane nguva zvekare mutestamende yekare, areka payakapinda mumusha waObedi Edom. Makava nekubudirira, muna kumbowanika nhamo mumusha wake nekuti shoko rakanga ririmo. Iroro shoko ratinaro tenzi ndo rinoti rwira, nekuti Bhaibheri rakatitaurira denga nenyika zvingapfuure, asi shoko rangu rinogara nokusingaperi. Para kupinda mukati mehana dzedu tenzi, tibatsirei tive takabengenuka, tigamuchire kutsiurwa kana kuri kukurudzirwa kunounzwa neshoko renyu, nekuti tinoziva kuti magumazvo zvose tine kumusha kwatakananga. Mutibatsirewo tenzi mangwanani ano, mounza chizoro pane mufudzi pavachange vachishumira ivhangeri. Tanamata nekutenda tichikumikidza zvose mumaoko enyu nemuzita ratenzi wedu Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. May I take your seats?
Mungagare henyu pasi.
I want to thank the Lord this morning for making it possible that we're here this morning. I believe and trust the Lord is going to speak to our hearts this morning. That's the reason why we came to church. And that's the reason also God came to church. God came expecting to bless you.
Mwari vauya vaine tarisiro yekukuropafadza.
Expecting to give you your heart desire.
Vaine tarisiro yekukupa zvakavanzika zvemwoyo zvauri kushuva mwoyo wako.
If you also came this morning trusting, hoping and believing you are going to be blessed, God is already ready to do the blessings to you.
Kana wauya mangwanani ano une tarisiro nechivimbo chokuti ucharopafadzwa, Mwari vakagadzirira kutokuropafadza.
Praise his holy name.
Zita rashi rirumbidzwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you alright in the balcony? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just checking my friends up there. You know, I used to be that side, eh? You know it.
But
I remember the other time, you know, when I was supposed to come down, and my good friends were having a good time there as well. So you're right, brothers and sisters up there? I feel some jealousy in the old main auditorium. Are you alright, my friends, right in the main auditorium? Praise be the name of the Lord. I want to tell you, I love you so much. You seem not to believe it. I love you so much. God bless you. The story we read, we find it's a situation where our Lord Jesus Christ is being falsely and vehemently being accused. And he is brought before Pilate. After a lot of quizzing and extraction of detail, Pilate declared that I find no fault in this man. But instead of releasing him, he wanted to please the people. He feared of a tumult or people were going to rise against him. And then he released Barabbas instead. And then handed over Jesus Christ to the people so that they do according to their will, that is to crucify him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And they plaited a crown of thorns and put upon his head. And they hit him with a reed. And some mockingly, you know, they bowed before him, saying, "Yes, hail, King of the Jews." And some they did spit on him. They took off the robe that they put on him and then put his own raiment on him. And then they led him away to crucify him. That was an evil and inhumane treatment that he got, our Lord Jesus Christ. But Pilate had said, "I find no fault in him." But like in Matthew 27:41, so it's these people who were, it's not only the common men that were, yes, likewise also the chief priests mocking him. So you hear the chief priests, they were mocking him. With the scribes and elders. They said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and you will believe him." He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now. If he will have him, for he said, "I am the Son of God." Then we come to Luke 23 where we read. 42. "And he said unto Jesus," that is one of the malefactors, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." So this morning we just want to talk about the words of this thief on the cross. He said, "Remember me, Lord." So this morning we also want to say the same thing, "Remember me, Lord." What's so special about these words? It differentiates. Remember, there were two thieves and Jesus Christ was in the middle. One on the left said something. Another one on the right said something. The words of either of them determined the destination of the speaker. So we want to dwell more on these words. What did he say? Remember me, Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord.
So
we see a thief far away from grace. And he realized that he was supposed to be crucified to die as a sinner because of his sins. But he also realized that he was being crucified by the King of Kings. And he realized to say, "This man, if I speak well, even though I am a thief, something good will happen to me." Praise be the name of the Lord. I believe this morning we are not looking at what we have done or what we have not done. Say the right word, brother and sister. As he passes by, call upon him and say, "Remember me, Lord." Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That thief realized amazing grace was in the vicinity. He realized Zoe, love, was there. That's why he cried out, "Remember me, Lord." Both thieves, they were in the sphere of influence of death. They were condemned. The law had been sealed to say these two men, they were supposed to be died by corporal punishment. The law had declared that Jesus Christ, he didn't have anything because Pilate, he declared, "I find no fault in this man." Let's just read again what this thief said. Verse
40.
On 40, but the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" Okay. So he was talking about all the three. But he then realized. He said, "No, let me qualify it." On 41, "And we," meaning, you know, the people of the same trade. The one on the left, that's his colleague and himself. "For we received the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." Ah, brother and sister. This is a thief. A condemned thief. But he is speaking the truth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So thieves.
Zvino
a thief.
Bava.
Telling the truth.
Ichitaura chokwadi.
What a challenge. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So this morning, brother and sister,
we
realize we came into this world speaking light. Born in sin, shaped iniquity. That we know. We are in the same category as this fish. By all manner of speaking, both these were hellbound. I'm sure even if a census was going to be done, people would have said this is unjust or unfair judgment to say one is going to paradise, the other one is going to hell. Everyone, I want to believe they would have agreed to say the one going to hell, that is fair. But the one going to heaven with a natural eye, it seemed unfair. It's reminding me, I think a couple of years ago, when our youth did that play, when they were trying to portray this scenario, and this thief, you know, that went straight through into paradise, you hear that? It's possible,
huh?
Straight through, you can just go through. You know, he also even didn't realize his manner of speaking. You know, when he was being greeted, you know, the most common word language which we say, yes,
shalom.
So he thought, and he said, oh no, I don't know shalom.
Shalom.
You could tell this man, he was hellbound. But his manner of speech of just saying, remember me, Lord. It changed the entire equation. We always say, naturally, 1 + 1 = 2. In this instance, it didn't equal 2. If it equaled 2, he was supposed to go to hell.
1 + 1 = 2.
So as we are talking about, remember me, Lord, it depends on what you want him to remember you about. Look away to Jesus, the prophet says, 2:38.
Look away to Jesus, paragraph 2:38.
The hungry looked to him and found sustaining food for life. That was natural. The hungry spiritual can look at him and find he is the bread of life. The dying thief looked to see what he could see, and he found in Jesus his pardon. Remember me, Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said, today, today, brother, we are saying today, we are repeating the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He did not say next year, neither did he say next week. He declared our Lord Jesus Christ, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Oh, sometimes it didn't matter what we have done, not done, brother and sister. Even if you came this morning, your first day, if you just give heed to the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is saying today, your life can be changed. Praise be the name of the Lord. As we go into this brother and sister, realize, brother, the thief, he didn't have another second to live. Therefore, what he had to do, it was urgent. He had to be serious, brother. The same with you, my brother and sister. You don't know how much time you are still on earth. You don't know about that. So make sure you call upon him. Say, Lord, remember me. Because for sure you don't know. Your tomorrow is in his hand. So while is still called today. We are not saying tomorrow, brother. We are saying today. Cry out, remember me, Lord. That's what he saw in that hour of his death. Brother, some of these things that we involve ourselves into, we sometimes think as if we own the time, we own everything on earth, and we own our destiny. But imagine this thief. He realized he is facing death right in his eyes. You know, there wasn't any other option.
Pakangapashinemwe option kana zvaigona kuita.
He knew for sure.
I to ziva zvechokwadi.
I am going to hell.
Kuti inini ndakananga gehena.
But he then also realized.
Ashaka zvocherechedza.
The choice that I have is only one.
Kuti sharudzo yandingori nayo pano imwe chete.
The power of the tongue.
Simba rerurimi.
And he spoke well.
Ndokubva ataura mashoko kwao.
Your tongue can condemn you. Your tongue can save you. So as the service is going on, say, Lord, teach my tongue to speak well. We realize we are unworthy, brother and sister. We deserve to be condemned. We are just at the mercy of the judge. While it is still the throne of grace or mercy, let's take advantage. It's going to change, brother and sister. It will be a judgment seat. No more mercy. But we are saying, remember me, Lord. Because it is still a city. A judgment, not a judgment, but a city of grace. The prophet gives a story about Daniel Kerry. Brother and sister, at our best as human beings, you can never go to heaven. You'll never go to heaven. What can enable you to go to heaven? His amazing grace.
And
you also cry out to him, remember me, Lord. By saying, remember me, Lord, you are stretching forth and grabbing that amazing grace. Brother, these two thieves, they've done the same thing. But one, he reached out his hand to grab amazing grace. And he was changed. His destination changed. Oh, talk of an 11th hour, somebody. He could have even committed sin, adultery, whatever. Maybe that same hour or a week before. Maybe he didn't even know what a priest is all about. But amazing grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I also want to believe, even himself, he was also surprised.
To say,
oh, thieves, they can also go into paradise. That is what amazing grace can do, brother. When you cry out, remember me, Lord. And our God is so gracious. When you call upon him, he will remember you. The prophet says, about Daniel Carey. He said a few years ago, in the Middle East country, some 50 or 60 years ago, there was a notable evangelist. Many of you might have heard of him. His name was Daniel Carey. Well known in Central America for his evangelism. Wonderful scholar and minister of the gospel. One night he had a dream that he died and was taken up to heaven.
And
he came to the gate of heaven. They said, who are you? And he said, I'm Daniel Carey, the evangelist. Being an evangelist is not a ticket for you to go to heaven. I want to believe Daniel Carey thought because he was an evangelist, therefore, he was entitled to go into heaven. You know, pride, whether you are right or whatever, but pride is just wrong. Just a moment, sir. I'll have to see if your name is recorded here. You know, angels, you know, they speak in well. I'm sure he came, Daniel Carey, his chest out. Maybe whistling.
Could we other people?
Ndinofunga dai kuri kuti pane queue aitotaura kuti aiwa tinofanira kunge tine queue yedu by evangelist.
If there was a queue, maybe he was expecting a proprietary queue for the evangelists and the ministers.
Hey, hanzi tingamira mu queue nevamwe vanhu here isu?
Do we stand in the same queue with all these people?
Tisu takava paridzira.
We are the one that ministered the word to these people.
Hazvina hazvo basa izvozvo.
That doesn't matter much.
Ibasa rakanaka kuti wapupurira waparidzira munhu.
It's a good thing to testify or to preach to somebody.
Asi hazviendese kudenga izvozvo.
But that does not take you to heaven.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Praise be
the name of the Lord. Ba vayanga isina kumbobvira yambotaura nemunhu.
We had never testified to anyone.
Yeah.
He was beating those that were going to church. But he just said, remember me, O Lord. God is good. He doesn't look at your CV, what you have done. Because he is the chief attorney and he is the judge.
Yeah. I'm sure my friend lawyers, you know. No, they don't allow you to say that. They say you can only say my learned friend when you've done law.
Alright,
but these learned friends, okay. I'm sure they would also want to agree with me. If they don't, it's still fine. To say, if you are a lawyer, an attorney, and a case comes in your hands, and then you realize, hey, this one is a weak case. You try your level best just to poke holes so that peradventure you might win.
You even try your level best.
But you know for sure 95% I'm going to lose this case.
But
if you choose the Lord Jesus Christ as your attorney, even if you know 100% your case is weak, but because you chose him as your attorney, 100% you know you are supposed to lose. No 100% that you are going to win. Because your attorney is the judge as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This one
committed a crime, an offense.
But I don't go to the other lawyer. They'll
tell the other lawyer they are compatriots.
Why is you know, this is not a precedent.
But if he wants to oppose the judge, even if you are the lawyer, they can impute an offense on you. So we've got an advantage, brother, sister.
Just call upon him this morning. Remember me, Lord. This is the only time we should cry out to him, remember me, Lord. Just a moment, say, I have to check if your name is recorded here. And he goes over and look over the books, come back and say, sir, your name is not recorded here. Oh, he said, you must be mistaken, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, there are some people, you know, our natures here, we just need to watch our natures as well. Yeah, some natures, even if you are supposed to get something because your nature, your attitude is not right, you might miss your blessing just because of your manner of speech. Daniel Carey. Telling an angel that he's taken.
You know,
even in the natural, honestly. Nothing, something offensive, but somebody who is manning the gate.
An
officer. Our security guards. I know, like currently, you know, in the banks, we, you know, you would want to go get your hard end something. Yeah, those green things. Yeah, you want to get that. In short supply, we know that. And you are in a queue, and then this security officer is controlling the queue. Even if you are 60 years, you are, they call you, you know, our elders, so they don't join the queue. But if you rail against that officer and say, hey, don't you know me? I'm over 60. Even yes, for sure, you are over 60. He'll tell you, go join the queue there.
Another
one might come. Say, I'm sorry, officer. You have all the power. I'm 55 years old. But, you know, I just have a request and I know you can grant it. Can I just go, just get my money? I'm sure you can even talk to the branch manager. That authority you have. You can even go represent my case to him. No, he can go out of his way. To go and plead your case before the branch manager.
Unokumbirira nyaya yako kubva kuna branch manager.
You say, oh, there is this nice customer of ours.
Pane customer yedu yakanaka, yakadzikama.
He is in an emergency. Would you just authorize that he jumps the queue and get his money? It's just only $100 that he
wants.
The authority will just say, no, granted.
Branch manager, 55
years.
Animakore 55.
Jump the queue.
Asabu in the umbiri.
Above 6 years.
Uyo animakore 85.
Go back to the tail of the queue.
Ndaku mashure shure kwe queue.
Why?
Nekuda kwe.
Because of your manner of speech.
Nekuda kwe katauriro kako.
Daniel Carey thought he was an evangelist.
Daniel Carey akafunga kuti muvhangeri.
He could make the angels run around.
Akafunga kuti semuvhangeri mukuru anogona kuvhangira ngirozi kamhanya mhanya.
And the angels, they were well taught. Even if he was railing against them, the angels will keep on saying, sir. The angel at the gate said, maybe just a little bit up, you must be mistaken, sir. My name is Daniel Carey. Then the angel replied at the gate and said, I understood you plainly, sir. Then he carried on and said, did you look thoroughly? I did, sir. And your name is not recorded here. Well, what can I do? Now he is humbled. Would you desire to appeal your case to the White Throne Judgment? Well, he said, sir, I have no other choice. I must appeal my case to the White Throne Judgment. And Daniel
Carey
said he felt himself going through some space. And after some time coming to a light, which he said was getting brighter and brighter until it shined a million times brighter than the sun. And there was no place where it was coming from. But was standing in the midst of the right and light shining around him. And he stopped and the voice spoke very straight.
How
thou, Daniel Carey? Yes, Lord, I am. He said, Daniel Carey, did you ever tell a lie when you were on earth? Till that time, I thought I had never lied. But in the presence of that light, I realized that there were so many things that had done or told which was wrong. What will it be that day? He said, Daniel Carey, do you ever break my commandment and still while you are on earth? He said, I thought I always been an honest man, but said in the presence of that light, I realized I pulled some shady deal.
Said,
yes, Lord, I stole and I have lied. Then the voice came and said, Daniel Carey, was you perfect when you were on earth? Oh, he said, no, Lord, I was not perfect. And he said he was waiting for the clap to depart from me into everlasting destruction. And he said every bone seemed to go out of its joint as I stood trembling. Look at the situation. He went there depending on his ability or his humility or that he was a capable and just man. And but in the presence of that light, he realized he was just like those two thieves on the cross.
And then
he said, all of a sudden, I heard the sweetest voice that I have ever heard in my life. Sweeter than any mother's voice I have heard speak. And said, when I turned to look, standing by my side, I saw the sweetest face that I ever saw. Never did I see a face of a mother or anything would take its place. That one who was standing there said, Father,
Baba,
take all Daniel Carey's sins and put them on my account. For down on earth, Daniel Carey stood for me.
Daniel Carey
and here in heaven, I will stand for Daniel Carey.
Daniel
what
Carey.
A feeling, brother, to say when time comes that you are not able to stand for yourself, your attorney will be able to stand for you. And the good thing is, your attorney is still the same judge. Oh, how I want him. Isn't it worthwhile to wait? Is it worthwhile, friends, to wait on in sin? Is it worthwhile to live a lukewarm condition? Is it worthwhile just to join the church? Let us stand for Jesus now. That when that great time comes, he will stand for us in glory. Praise be the name of the Lord. How do you stand in for Christ when he is passing by? Tell him, remember me, Lord. I am a sinner, Lord, but remember me, Lord. I have pulled a dirty deal. Lord, remember me. I am a tattler. I lie. Lord, remember me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you cry out to him, remember me, he will surely come to you. In 1 Samuel chapter 11. In fact, it's chapter 1. We have a story of
Hannah.
In distress and bitter at heart. Because her womb was shut up. And the Bible says it is actually the Lord who had shut up her womb. Is the Lord?
Dimari.
You know, sometimes the Lord can do that. And she is bitter. Distressed. But then she realized, I need to say, Lord, remember me. I am a woman. One of the benefits of being a woman, when a woman is married, one time she has to change her clothing. Even the manner of movement, her step sometimes has to change as well.
Step,
but I cannot change my step now because there are some pre-qualifications or conditions that should change the manner I'm supposed to walk. No, that I'm sure
Penina,
she would walk almost, you know, as if she wants to fall backwards. The reason was just to provoke Hannah. I'm sure she would also even say, you know, Hannah, let's assume she's 50 or
100
meters
away.
And then she would just call, say, Sister Hannah.
Sister Hannah.
When Hannah comes, And then she just said, you see my condition. Please, can you pick that cup and give it to me? That's provocation. Go read 1 Samuel chapter 1. She was provoking her soul. Until Hannah could not eat. She would just weep.
Verse 10.
And she was in bitterness of soul. And prayed unto the Lord and wept so. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on my affliction and remember me and not forget thine handmaid. Brother and sister, you can also even quote this brother, especially a sister. You can quote this and say, Lord, remember me and do not forget thine handmaid. Praise the Lord. The story you know. The Lord did not forget her. When she went out, her heart desire was given. God remembered Hannah and gave her a man child. Not just a man child. It was a prophet. Brother and sister, you can get whatever you want this morning. If you cry out, remember me, Lord. Not just a man child. A prophet. If you go backwards, Penina, she had lots of children, but she never got a prophet. But when Hannah cried out, remember me, Lord, more than just a man child. Glory be to God. This morning we are saying, remember me, Lord. You know your situation. You know what you want. Say, Lord, remember me. It has been long. People laughing, pouring scorn on me. But today is my day, Lord. Remember me, Lord. While other thou art calling, do not pass me by. Praise be the name of the Lord. Remember even Samson. In Judges 16. Samson, he was a man who was terrorizing even the Philistines.
Samson angari munhu aivhundutsira maFilistia.
He was very good at that.
Amai yanga iri mazvikokodo ekuvhundusa vanhu.
I want to believe.
Ndoda kutenda kuti
if a child is not sleeping on time,
mwana kana akada kutadza kupodza nguva yekurara,
you just mention the name Samson.
Waingoti Samson akuuya.
I also want to believe, even a sister, if she sees a brother or the husband is giving her lots of trouble, she will also say, remember Samson. People feared Samson. But with the passage of time, the devil infiltrated.
Satan akawana mapindiro akaita.
And his power disappeared.
Simba rake ndokubva raenda.
He was just like a normal man.
Akangofanana nevamwe vanhu vese.
But
asi,
he then remembered.
Akazorangarira.
When he was under captivity,
paanga ari pasi peunapwa.
Imagine, brother,
ibofunga hama,
children who were going to sleep because of the name, the mention of Samson.
Vanhu vana vairara kana kuti vaizodya cabbage ravanga vasingade vanzi Samson ari kuuya.
Samson was now playing sport.
Samson ndiye anga akuita dambi.
I'm sure the children were also there.
Ndofunga vana vaya vanga varipo.
They were saying, oh, I'm sure to the cabbage story, this is my last time to eat cabbage.
Vana vebva vati cabbage rei handicharibata foot. Samson uyu aparara.
But under such a condition,
ashari muchimiro chakadaro,
he was being downtrodden.
Akanga ari munhu aitsikirirwa pasi.
In chains.
Akanga ari mungeta.
In bondage.
Akashungwa.
A sinner.
Ari mutadzi.
He realized.
Akachirechedza.
I am a man under a vow.
Akati ndiri munhu ari pasi bemhiko.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
26 he said.
Verse 26 akati.
And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand.
Samson akati kukakomana kaimutungamirira neruoko.
Suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them.
Nditendere kuti ndinzwe mbiru dzakatsigira musha uno kuti ndimire padziri.
Now the house was full of men and women.
Zvino imba iyi yanga izere varume nemadzimai.
And all the lords of the Philistines were there.
Nemadzishe ese eFiristi anga arimo.
He was just not a normal man.
Anga asiri munhu wemazuva ese.
If you see everyone was there, they really wanted to see. To say, we want to see this terrorist.
Muri kuona vanhu vese vaida kutoziva kuti mushungurudzi uyu mutororo ndoda kumbomuona uyu.
So yes, they were there upon the roof, above the roof.
Vanga varimu nemuchadenga nepamusoro pemba chaipo.
About 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport.
Vane zviuru zvitatu varume nemadzimai vachiona Samson achiita dambe.
28.
Verse 28.
Samson, yes, he agreed.
Samson hongu akabvumirana.
I failed the Lord.
Akati ndatadzira tenzi wangu.
But he called upon the Lord.
Asi akadanidzira kuna
She. And he said.
Akati.
Oh Lord God.
Oh Mwari tenzi.
Remember me.
Ndirangarire iwo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By that you say remember me.
Ndikutongotaura mashoko aya kuti ndirangarire iwo.
God realized.
Mwari akacherechedza.
Yes, he is a sinner.
Kuti hongu mutadzi.
He done wrong.
Aita zvakaipa.
But he is crying out.
Asi ari kudaidzira.
He is saying remember me.
Ari kuti ndirangarire iwo.
As a gracious God.
Samari ane nyasha.
He said I will come.
Akati ndinouya.
I will remember you Samson.
Ndichamurangarira Samson.
And he was strengthened.
Akapiwa simba.
And I want to believe.
Ndoda kutenda kuti.
When he was holding those pillars.
Panga akabata mbiru idzi.
Some of them were going to say.
Vamwe vacho vaitoti.
For sure this man is a madman.
Oh, Samson uya dzazorasa danga man.
How does he think? Is this the sport that he is doing, pushing a pillar?
Ari kufunga kuti zvinoita sei? Akuda kutamba nekuedza kusunda mbiru.
I'm sure they were laughing at him.
Ndofunga vaitomuseka.
But little did they know.
Havana kucherechedza.
The man has cried out.
Kuti munhu uyo dana zvadanidzira.
Remember me, Lord.
Akati ndirangarire iwe ishe.
And you know the story.
Unoziva nyaya yacho.
They all perished.
Vese vakaparara.
Why?
Nokuda kwei?
The sinner Samson.
Mutadzi uya Samson.
He cried out, remember me.
Akadaidzira akati ndirangarire iwe.
Even in your sins this morning.
Kunyange muzvii zvako mangwana.
You cry out to the Lord.
Kana ukadaidzira kuna
She. Lord, I am a sinner.
Woti tenzi ndiri mutadzi.
Remember me, Lord.
Ndirangarire iwe.
You went on the cross of Calvary.
Makaenda pamuchinjiko weCalvary.
The cross was heavy.
Muchinjiko wairema.
The reason it was me.
Chikonzero ndini.
Lord, because the reason was me.
Woti tenzi nekuda kwekuti ndini.
Remember me, Lord.
Ndirangarire iwe.
He will come to you.
Vachauya kwauri.
Give your sins.
Vacharegerera zvivi zvako.
He will take away your sins.
Vanobvisa zvivi
zvako. That's the reason why he went to the cross.
Ndochikonzero vakaenda pamuchinjiko weCalvary.
That's the reason Pilate said.
Ndochikonzero Pilato akati.
I find no fault in this man.
Ndiwane mhosva mune murume uyu.
The fault one was you and me, brother and sister.
Mhosva angane mhosva ndiwe neni.
If you want your fault to go away.
Kana uchida kuti mhosva yako iende.
Call upon him.
Dana paari.
Lord, remember me.
Woti tenzi ndirangarirei.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her sucking child?
Ko muzimai angakanganwa here rusvava runoyamwa?
A proper woman,
mudzimai kwai,
would never forget her sucking child.
Akakanganwa mwana anoyamwa.
But we know there are some people,
asi tinoziva kune vamwe,
they are not qualified to be called women.
Havakwani pakunzi madzimai.
That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb.
Kuti asanzwire tsitsi mwanakomana wake wekubereka.
Yeah, they may forget.
Hongu vangakanganwa.
Yet will I not forget
thee?
Praise be the name of the Lord. What a consolation, brother. What a consolation, my sister. He is declaring he will not forget you. How much more so if you cry out, remember me, Lord. This is the time, brother, when we should cry out to him. He is full of compassion, especially if you are called upon his name. That's the reason he went on the cross.
It
is for your sins, brother. 2020, we are saying, brother, call upon him. Do not continue in your sins. Do not continue in your wrong paths. Glory be to God. That thief on the cross, indeed, when he cried out, remember me, Lord, it was out of desperation. And I like my Lord, he said, verily. And the prophet says, verily means absolutely. With certainty. So when the Lord declared verily, absolutely, certainly, you will be with me today in paradise. I want to believe the thieves even started singing some songs. Whatever song he sang, Christian, non-Christian song, he started rejoicing. That's the reason, brother. You know, people, first time they come in, they receive the message, they don't think twice, they just grab, they get their request. Somebody sick, I said, yes, I'll be healed. They get healed. But some of us, we have attended so many services. You even can tell, no, I think the spirit is not yet down. So I'll wait when the spirit comes down. That's when, yes, when he says, yes, receive your healing, that's when I will receive. But the thief, he didn't have any baggage behind him. He simply said, remember me, Lord. And when the Lord replied and said, today you'll be with me in paradise, I'm looking for a brother, I'm looking for a sister,
all is well with me.
Because he said it, today, not tomorrow. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He will surely come on the scene if you call him, because he is your attorney. In the church age book, the prophet says, see for a surety our attorney is our judge. He is both attorney and judge. As judge, the case is settled. It is finished. There is now, therefore, no condemnation. Why should the church fear? What promise has he ever failed to manifest before us? Why should it fear punishment or death? It has all been overcome. Here is the mighty conqueror. Here is the one who conquered both worlds of the seen and unseen. So it is this person, he conquered both worlds, the seen and the unseen. So we are saying, you are calling upon his name to say, remember me to this man. This mighty conqueror. He is not like Alexander, who conquered just the world at the age of 33 and knew no other way to turn for further conquest. So he died a victim of sin and riotous living. Not like Napoleon, who conquered all Europe,
akakunda
iro finally was defeated at Waterloo
akakurirwa pa Waterloo
and banished to Elba
ndokubva dzingwa ndokuiswa ku Elba
only to find himself conquered
kuti azozviona atokurirwawo
but nothing conquered Christ.
Asi hapana chinogona kukunda Kristu.
He that descended has now ascended above all.
Uyo akadzika akwira kumusoro pamusoro
pezvose. And unto him has given a name that is above every name.
Kwaari akapiwa zita riri pamusoro pemazita ose.
Yes, he conquered death.
Hongu akakurira rufu.
Hell.
Gehenna.
And grave.
Neguva.
And has the keys thereof.
Ndiye ane shumbunuro dzacho.
Hallelujah.
Ami.
I was talking to a lovely brother last night. Talking about the keys. Where the prophet was saying, he has only one key. And that one key can unlock any door.
Praise
be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He doesn't have to carry so many keys for different doors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just one key. One time when Peter was in prison, that key was given even to an angel. And when the angel was just walking, a gate that was locked, he saw an angel carrying that master key. The gate said, I will not allow the angel of the Lord to even touch me.
Ought
my own accord, I will give way and he passes by. That is one key, brother, which you are also given, brother, as the royal seed of Abraham. When you cry out, remember me, that key is handed to you. If you are sick, use that key to speak out in the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't have a baby, use the same key to
say,
baby, come in the name of Jesus Christ. If your husband is not coming to church, your wife is not coming to church, your children too, use the same key to say in the name of Jesus Christ, I unlock that door so you come in. If you want, brother, you can even then lock that door so that your child will not go away into the world. Praise be the name of the Lord. The church has only got one key. That's prayer. Praise be the name of the Lord. Prayer changes things.
And
do you have a situation? Not small ones, but big situations, brother. Use that key. Use that prayer to change situations. Remember me, Lord. Lord, I want my situation changed. Remember me, Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord is a mighty conqueror. He is a savior. He can save anyone. Anyone he can save. If he could save even that thief on the cross, I want to believe that that thief had done nothing right. But he was saved
as
he went into paradise.
Akaponeswa ndokubva apinda muparadiso.
You can also say, Lord, I've also given a glass of water. Yes, I know for me I'm condemned. But just a glass of water I've given to your servants. For that glass of water, Lord, remember me, Lord. He is so compassionate, brother. There was no conqueror before him. And there is none beside him. He alone is the Savior. He alone is your Redeemer. He is the only God. And Lord Jesus Christ is his name. All that I am, you are it. my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours. As I stand in your midst, I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. Oh, power is given unto me, and it is yours to use. You speak the word, and I will perform it. That is my covenant, and it can never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a covenant. He just gave it. And it will never fail. What does the covenant say? You speak the word, and I will perform it. Your duty is to speak. His duty is to perform it. And you were never there when the covenant was given. So why do you fear to speak? 106 verse 4 of Psalms.
106 verse 4.
Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people.
O
visit me with thy salvation.
O
praise be the name of the Lord. What a scripture. He is going to visit you with his salvation. Come now. Let us reason together. You know this Isaiah. Says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
So
the Lord is calling you for a conference. He is calling for you for a discussion. He will put the agenda down. Now, if the discussion ends without your request being granted, under an agenda, there is a portion where they say any other business.
Kana panzi pane musangano nezvichataurwa pane chikamu chinozongonzi zvimwewo zvese.
So if you see your case, your issue has not been dealt under the main business of the day.
Kana ukaona kuti nyaya yako haina kutaurwa pane bizimu rakachitaurwa zvezuva iroro.
When they are closing, as soon as they say any other business, you quickly throw in your request.
Sangano wakupera ponzi dzimwe dzese nyaya ngadzitaure ibva wakanda nyaya dzako ipapo.
Don't be slow, brother.
Haikona kunonoka.
Don't be.
Haikona kutombononoka.
Remember what was happening.
Rangarira zvaitika.
And the pool of Bethesda.
Padziva reBethesda.
If you delay,
kana ukanonoka,
when the waters have been stirred,
mvura padzinongobvongodzwa.
There we don't need gentlemen.
Ipapo hapadi mabrother ichi gentlemen
mambo hapo. We don't need sisters who walks, you know, in a sisterly manner.
Kana ma sister no one zamweya too much.
There, whether there is a brother next to you or whoever, as long as the waters have been stirred.
Pana pane hama iri padhuze kana chikana mvura yangu bvongodzwa bedzi.
Because honestly,
pachina chaipo chaipo,
it was not being said. The first sister to jump in or the first brother to jump in.
It's
just the first. Whether you are a brother or whether you are a
sister.
So brothers, sisters are like jump in. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says in the message, a conference with God.
132
he says.
Paragraph 132 anoti.
And in that conference, such a decision was made until blood dropped from his brow. He was under strain. The sins of the world was upon him. And he looked into the face of the dove and said, "Not my will, but thy will be done."
Akatarisa muchiso chenjiva akati kwete kuda kwangu asi kuda kwenyu ngakuitwe.
So the prophet tells us,
profeta anotiudza,
that in the Garden of Gethsemane,
mbindire Gethsemane,
the Lord Jesus Christ suffered a lot.
Tenzi Jesu Kristu vakatambudzika kwazvo.
When he was pleading for you,
vachikureverera iwe neni,
until he said, it is I will let this cup pass by.
Hanzi dai zvaigoneka dai mukombe wapfuura.
But then he just gave a proviso to say, not my will, but thy will be done.
Asapedza kudaro akazoti kwete kuda kwangu asi kuda kwenyu ngakuitwe.
Now, the reason why he suffered such,
chikonzero vakatambudzika sezvizvi,
it was because of me, it was because of you.
Changa chiri chekuda kwako, chekuda kwangu.
Now, so that you could call upon him like that thief to say, remember me, Lord.
Kuti ugogona kudaidzira paari sembavhaiye kuti ndirangarireyo tenzi.
Can you forfeit that little filth life of yours?
Ko unogona here kusiya upenyu hwako hune tsvina?
Are you willing to look into his face and say, not my will?
Uri kuda here kutarisa mune chiso chake kuti kwete kuda kwangu?
I am a drunkard.
Ini ndiri anodhakwa.
But I will drink no more.
Asi handichanwa futi.
I am a gambler.
Ini ndinoita zvekubheja.
I will drink no more. I am immoral.
Ndinorarama zvakasviba.
But I will be that way no more.
Asi handichararama nenzira
iyi. I am a liar.
Ndinoreva nhema.
But I will stop it today.
Asi ndichazvirega nhasi.
I am a foul person.
Ndiri munhu akaipa.
But in this conference,
asi mumusangano uno,
this morning,
mangwanani
ano, I will look into your face and take, like my master who died for me, to make my way clear.
Ndichatarisa mune chiso chenyu ndoita zvimwe chete zvakaitwa natenzi wangu.
Not my will, your will.
Ndoti kwete kuda kwangu asi kwenyu.
If it will cost my home,
kana zvichireva kuti ndicharasikirwa nemusha wangu.
If it will cost my husband,
kana ndicharasikirwa nomurume,
my wife, my father, my mother, my fellowship, my church membership,
baba vangu, amai, kana chechi yandinopinda,
whatever it will cost me,
zvazvinotora,
in this conference this morning,
mumusangano uno mangwanani,
I say I want your Holy Spirit to live in me.
Ndoti ndoda kuti mweya mutsvene wenyu urare.
I have heard about it.
Ndakambonzwa pamusoro pa.
I want you in me.
Ndiri kuda kuti imi mive mandiri.
Not mine but yours.
Kwete inini asi imi.
That's my decision.
Ndosarudzo yako.
God has called the place,
Mwari akadana nzvimbo,
not upon some high pinnacle place,
kwete pamusoro pechimwe chiruvi chiriko,
but a humble little tabernacle about to fall in.
Asika tabernacle kadiki kakuda kutoondomoka zvako.
We are having a conference.
Tiri kuva nemusangano.
So don't even look down upon yourself, brother and sister.
Kana kuzotarisira pasi amani anzvari.
To say I'm a nobody.
Woti ina ndireve chinhu.
God is not looking for that.
Mwari asikutsvaka izvozvo.
As long as you can call and say, remember me, Lord.
Kana uchigona kudanidzira woti ndirangarirei iwe Ishe.
That's exactly what he wants to hear.
Ndozvari kuda kunzwa izvi.
You might be saying I'm full of hate this morning. I cannot forgive. Full of root of bitterness. I am full of evil. I think evil continually. But this morning we are saying, Lord, remember me. Substitute that hate with love. Glory be to God. The prophet says, love is a sweetheart of faith.
Rudoka mudikanwa kwazvo kutenda.
What a deadly combination.
Ah, zviviri izvi zvikasangana pabudi chakanaka.
That couple is dangerous. Deadly.
Vakava vanotora zvese.
You know, when you have love,
kana uine rudo,
married to faith,
wakarurana nokutenda,
anything is possible.
Zvinhu zvese zvinokwanisika.
The deep calleth unto the deep, the prophet says.
Mari the deep calleth unto the deep, Brother Branham Manoti.
I have found two wires that will bring the visible power of God for divine healing.
Ndakawana tambo mbiri dzinounza simba rinobatika raMwari rekupodzwa.
Into an individual.
Munhu.
Thus two things I find.
Ndo zvinhu zviviri zvandakaona.
One of them is love.
Chimwe chezviviri izvi
irudo. The other is faith.
Chimwe chacho kutenda.
And they are sweethearts.
Vavira vavadiwa diwa vanodanana.
And when love gets married to faith,
kana rudo rwarorana nokutenda,
love always accompanies faith.
Rudo runogaro perekedza kutenda.
When you love God enough to know that he can't lie to you,
kana uchida mari kuzvekuziya kuti hagone kunyepera.
It will create a faith in them.
Zvinosika kutenda imomo.
That will make you believe his word.
Kutenda ikoko kunoita kuti utende shoko
rake. And every word he said is positive truth.
Zvino shoko rese raanotaura ichokwadi
yemazuva. And you accept it with an unadulterated faith that won't say no.
Zvino uchagamuchira nokutenda kusina kumbosvibiswa.
It will produce just exactly what he said he would.
Kunozounza izvo zvaakataura ndozvinoitika.
They are deep calling unto the deep.
Kwakajika kuchidanidzira kune kwakajika.
Forget not all his benefits.
Usakanganwa maropafadzo ake ose.
He forgiveth all thy iniquities.
Vanoregerera kudarika kwako kwese.
Who healeth all thy diseases.
Vanopodza zvirwere zvako zvese.
So, brother, we are not looking at your ability.
Hatisi kutarisa kugona kwako hama ya.
As long as you can realize him when he is passing by.
Kana ukagona kumucherechedza pari kupfuura.
Remember Paul.
Rangarira Paulo.
Before he was Paul, his name was Saul.
Asatakunz Paul wa inzi Saul.
When he was terrorizing Christians.
Pakanga achivhiringedza makristu.
In fact, he was number one terrorist of Christians.
Iye akanga ari mutororo mukuru wemakristu.
If people in a church get to hear that Paul is coming,
vanhu vari muchichi vakanzwa kuti Paulo Saulo ari kuuya,
they know number one terrorist is coming.
Vaibva vatoziva kuti mutororo mukuru ari kuuya.
No church that day.
Musiwoyo church yatovharwa.
But one day,
asi rimwe remazuva,
that terrorist met his match.
Mutororo iye akasangana neanomugona.
Saul did not even say, "Remember me, Lord."
Saulo haana kutomboti ndirangaririwe.
But out of the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he met him, he said, "I like the kind of character of this terrorist. If this terrorist will come into my service, I'm sure demons will be under siege. He will put my church order right in place. I like the kind of zeal and faith in this terrorist." So if God Jesus Christ could give Saul, even without him asking, how much more you this morning? When you are saying, "Lord, remember me." So you are saying, "Lord, I am equally a terrorist. My evil desires, my manner of speech, it is a speech of a terrorist. But Lord, if you redeemed Saul to Paul, Lord, I'm calling you this afternoon to say, Lord, remember me also." Look at Zacchaeus. He was having all sorts of things. He would not even believe the Lord Jesus Christ. But one day, when Sister Rebecca declared, she said, "Lord, remember me. Give me my husband." He just moved out Zacchaeus. And he just walked. And he just came to this tree and said, "Yes, I know this is a sycamore tree. I am a well-known person. For me to climb on this tree is unheard of. And I'm also short. I also can't even reach that branch." He had to take a trash can and climb on the trash can in order for him to climb on the sycamore tree. This is what "remember me" can do. The wife had declared, "Remember me." A mighty businessman. He's busy with a trash can, wanting to climb a sycamore tree. He went up, set on Hallelujah and Glory Street.
Akaenda pamusoro pe Hallelujah Street ne Glory Avenue.
Try to cover up so that people won't see him.
Ubvaidza kuhwanda kuti vanhu vasamuone.
But when the one who was between two thieves
came walking. He just walked. When he reached there, he stood still. He looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down. Remember me, Lord. His life was changed. If he could do that to Zacchaeus, I believe he can do the same to you this morning. We are not talking of saints, brother, but we are talking of those whose lives are going down. Those who are saying, I need another touch. Touching Jesus is all that matters. That woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I know he will remember me. She touched. Indeed, she was remembered. And immediately, this issue of blood stopped. If you have bad habits this morning, which you are failing to overcome, touch him as he passes by. For he is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Remember, he did not come to die for the righteous people. He came for a sinner like you and me. Remind him, Lord, you died for a sinner. So if you died for a sinner, remember me, Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. So when we are talking of remember me, brother, we are talking of a life or death situation. You know, there are some issues that makes people even to lose their sleep. Even when you are given tablets for you, administered to you so that you can sleep. But there are some issues, even under the administration of those tablets, you will still won't sleep. But if you can just cry out this morning to say, Lord, remember me. Even in, under what circumstance, under what issues, peace will come to you. If you cry out to him, he will turn on the light. Darkness has to flee. Unclean living has to go. The right mental attitude, brother and sister, as the word is going, will ensure as you call him on the scene, as you say, remember me, Lord, he will come. You might be saying, Lord, remember my child. Remember my acquaintances. We are saying, Lord, as we move into
2020,
we don't want to go in with the habits of 2019. For we have walked with sin for too long a time. But Lord, we are saying we are coming home. One who cries out, remember me, is one in deep distress, in need of redemption, one who cannot help himself. If you are here this morning to say, Lord, I cannot help myself, I cannot accept to be defeated of the devil, Lord, things are falling apart, even my marriage life is not doing well, but Lord, today, while it's called, remember me, Lord, I'm also saying the same, Lord, remember me, Lord. Lord, I remember on the cross of Calvary when that thief called you to say, remember me. You did not tell him to say,
will remember you next week.
Anombo mutaurira kuti chakurangarira kuvhiki rinouya.
You told him.
Wakamutaurira.
You say today.
Makamuti nhasi.
You say today.
Makamuti nhasi.
Lord, if you did that to that
thing. Kana banga itai zvikune gururi.
I'm also saying the same this morning.
Ini ndinotaura zvimwe chete mangwana
nei. I am saying remember me, Lord.
Kuti ndirangarire utenzi.
Say also the same, Lord.
Taura zvimwe chete.
Deliver me today.
Ndidzikinura nhasi.
Lord, not tomorrow.
Kwete mangwana ishe.
My situation does not want tomorrow.
Changu achidi mangwana.
It wants today.
Nyaya yangu inoda nhasi.
You declared it, Father.
Ubva watotaura ishe.
That thief on the cross.
Remember, vaba muchinjikwa.
And you went with him in paradise.
Kaenda naye ku paradiso.
People were shaken.
Vanhu vakavhiringidzika.
Even Abraham was astonished.
Nyangwe Abraham akavhunduka.
To see that thief.
Achiona mbavha iyi
entering in.
Ichipinda muparadiso.
But that is the amazing grace of our Lord.
Asi ndoti dzinoshamisha dzamwari.
Lord, I'm coming to you.
Ishe ndiri kuya kwamuri.
I'm not saying I'm a saint.
Handisi kuti ndiri mutsvene.
I am saying I'm a sinner.
Ndiri kuti ndiri mutadzi.
Lord, help me.
Ishe ndibatsirei.
Lord, deliver me.
Ishe ndidzikinurei.
I am crying to you.
Ndiri kudanidzira kwamuri.
Remember me, Lord.
Ndirangarire ishe.
The path of sin.
Mufambo
ichi. Too long I've trod.
Ndafamba nguva yakareba.
Lord, I'm coming home.
Ishe ndakuya kumba.
Let's rest our feet.
Ngatisimukei netsoka dzedu.
Call him. Hallelujah. Yes. Lord,
I wait.
But we are saying, remember me, Lord, today. Answers you. Oh. Then one will say, I'm tired of sin. Lord, I'm coming home now. He will remember you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are coming home this morning. Ben, if you are around, the musicians, if they can sing softly.
Oh. I swear I am tired
of. Brother Ben, if you are around, come.
Brother Ben, unobona guya.
Brother and sister, we are saying, if the Lord had compassion on a thief, we are not looking at what we have done. He is looking at what he did on Calvary. As long as you can save him.
Baba, tinomoya karemerwa panguva ino. My situations and conditions. We find ourselves, Lord, helpless and hopeless. But dear God, this very morning, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that has found us, Lord. Father, we are looking away from what we are going through in life, but we are looking to the perfect Lamb of Calvary, in whom is grace sufficient for us. Ishe. Chokwadima, Skatana Tututaura, Zokoro, as much as Tesh. Tirukus Fanani, the Nimba, Papam Chinjiqua, Baba Tukutara, what is Shatirangari, Reo Pangua Ino, Satirangari, Manguana, as he is, Zino Ishe, Hongu Zimotino Ziva, Zataka Ita, Hongu Tino Ziva, Zimotaka Batana Naso, Asimchinu, Arivan and Yasha, Kangan Mirao, Sho, Kururama Bazvaran Has. Baba mutiburise muzvinano zvatiri mazviri. Father God Almighty, you know it's only you who can lift up a heavy heart. It's only you who can bring us from the prison house. It's only you, Lord Jesus Christ, who can bring joy when we are so sad. Heavenly Father, we are saying, remember thou us, Lord. If you could remember Samson, if you could remember Hannah, if you could remember the thief on the cross, Heavenly Father, I believe you can also remember us today. Oh, God Almighty, in our various situations, in what we are going through, Lord, what we can, what else can we say? Kana kunamata mwari, tunamata tichiti kudini. Asi ishe todana kwa muri pazwara nas. Tikuti ishe tirangarire ipanguwa ino. Tirangarire imwari. Tinonamata baba. Ishe okurama. Kuna mungwe zakare watina ye. Anoko na kutibasira. Wana isha makambu itira ishe. Makambu itira sakapuri ya saifunga paie. Kupina nae mparadiso. Zimbu ya angasina tarira kupinda. Makapa Samson kukunda. Kwa angasina kutarira. Ishe mukapa hana mwana. Kwa angasina kutarira. Ishe tukumbira shakare. pazvikumbiro zvatiinazvo, masituations atiinawo, tirangarirewo panguva ino, tiitirewo Ishe. Oh God Almighty, more and abundantly above that we can think or imagine, we are looking up unto you. Our eyes are on you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, tiri kurevesa Ishe maskatanas, tiri kutorevesa panguva ino Mwari, tiri kuvimba nenyasha dzenyu. Chititirayo nyasha pazuva rino Mwari, tinzwireyo ngoni, nekuti tsitsi dzenyu hadzigume Ishe, dzinogara dziri itsva nguva nenguva, dzinogara dziri itsva zuva nezuva. Ndosaka tauya panguva ino. All we can say is remember thou us, O Lord. Heavenly Father, as we commit everything, Lord, now unto you, knowing you are faithful, for all that we have committed unto you, we believe you are going to perform. In the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have this blessed assurance. Thank you, Lord Jesus.